Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission reminds you it's not too early to be thinking about the 2016 growing season. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards says now's the time to be taking notes to remind yourself what worked or didn't work as you produce the 2015 crop.
If you were growing a variety like Ruby Lee that is susceptible to stripe rust and you're not really willing to spray a fungicide, we need to look at changing varieties next year and go with something like a Gallagher or Billings that is resistant. So make a note of what diseases you have and be prepared to either spray a fungicide next year or switch to a resistant variety so you know you don't have to worry about fungicides. Either one is a sound method. You just need to have a plan of action.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers. Learn more at www.ok.gov/wheat.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
We were lower today for corn futures. Down about 2.5 cents in July contract at 359.5. December corn 377, down 3.25. Going all the way out to December of 2016, 399, down 2.5. So under a little bit of pressure here. The same in beans. Beans were down 5 to 6.5 cents. November beans, new crop beans, down 4 cents at 919.5. Now yesterday they punched through the lows set back in early October at 927. After that, we went all the way down to 915.25. So that's new contract lows for the November soybeans. There's some talk that these trend following funds, and with the market not extremely oversold, that they'll probably, as the market make new lows, add to that short position. They're already pretty short, but if they continue to add to it, that could be pretty negative. Some people are saying it could go down to the mid-8s before it really finds a good positive support. Now, July, the front month, hadn't been quite as negative, only down about 5 and right on the contract lows. Wheat, higher here today after being down 14 yesterday. Kansas City, July at 4.75 at 5.44.75. Chicago was positive, only up 1 to 2 cents.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
The wheat crop in the southern plains is maturing faster than the ground is drying out. That opens the door for the possibility of some sprout damage going forward, which of course would really hurt the production. Also, test weights going down, etc. The harvesters are rolling down here, or moving into the southern parts of Oklahoma and North Texas, ready to get going. So maybe in the next 7 or so days, if the fields dry out, that'll be possible. This Friday, we've got several things going on before the three-day weekend. June options in the grains, which go against the July futures contracts, expire this Friday. And then Friday afternoon, we have the on-feed report for the cattle. The early expectations are 101% on-feed. That's higher for the second consecutive month, placed somewhere around 102%. Which would be bearish on out there, and then marketed a 92%, and that's this Friday at 2 p.m. Other than that, there's just not a whole lot of information flowing around the markets. Everybody's kind of gearing up for that on-feed report and cattle, and then the grain. We're all watching what the harvest is going to do and when harvest will start and when it does, and what sort of yields will happen.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Thank you, Justin. And recapping the markets, June live cattle down 62 at 151.35, August down 87 at 149.72, August feeder cattle down 45 at 216.70, September down 72 at 215.87, June lean hogs 40 higher at 82.55, July up 117 at 83.35. In the grain markets, July Kansas City wheat 5 higher at 545, December up 3 at 570 and a quarter. July Chicago wheat up 2 and 3 quarters at 513. July corn down 2 at 360, December down 3 at 377 and a quarter. July soybeans 5 lower at 941 and a quarter, and November down 3 and 3 quarters at 919 and 3 quarters. July cotton down 20 at 64.15, December up 14 at 64.97. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.